Daniel, I'm an alcoholic.
I'm supposed to talk about sponsorship and how important it is in this program. Very important. My sponsor is not here tonight. My grand sponsor is, though. Shout out, Chris. So I never wanted to work AA, let alone get a sponsor. I always thought that I was smart enough to figure this out, right? To crack the code. I took a lot of time to figure out like the chemical imbalance, the psychology of it all, and it never worked for me. Time after time, it never worked for me. I remember lying to my ex-wife about going to AA meetings or having a sponsor, when really, you know, that hour I was really just going to the liquor store that was in the other end of the block of the AA meeting and riding around drinking, you know. There's something that I found working with a sponsor that I can't find, and I guess knowing the science of it, and that's the spiritual aspect of working with another alcoholic, right? Which, you know, to me, I believe that is, I guess, the heart of the program. Another alcoholic working with another alcoholic, and through my sponsor, I have learned to be vulnerable, to look at the similarities that I have with other people as opposed to the differences, right? So a lot of times, when I hear people speak in meetings or just throughout having conversations with them, I really can't relate, right? So, but a lot of things I can, and I've let my wall down a lot since then. But I guess to understand why I've never wanted to work with a sponsor has to do a lot with the way I was raised, right? So, like, I come from a old school Mexican family, right? And my dad was a very old school mentality type of dude, macho man, you know, guy doesn't show emotions, he doesn't cry, so head of the household. And so that just carried on throughout my life. And I just got to the point where I was so desperate, you know, they said the gift of desperation, that I had to do something, otherwise it would lead to death for me. I mean, to drink is to die for me. So working with my sponsor, he's pushed me to really get involved in the fellowship, right? So till this day, I have a fear of people. I do, but you know, he's introduced me to a lot of people. You know, not only just within my own, like, I guess, like, they call it pigeon family, right? So, but outside of that, and keeps constantly telling me, get involved, get uncomfortable, you know, get comfortable doing the uncomfortable. And so that's pushing to new limits. I've been involved a lot in service as well. My sponsor really helped me through my fourth step, which the first time around that I worked with him, my fourth and fifth step, I took too long on, and unfortunately relapsed, but fortunately made it back. And it turned out that we had a lot of similarities, and that bond between me and him, like, after having that conversation, after reflecting for a while, after, we talked, like, I just felt it, you know, and I felt more comfortable that I could trust in him. So, essentially, my sponsor is a guide for me. Right, so suggestions with problems that I can't handle myself, whether it's a relationship, my job, finances, dealing with all kind of stuff, you know, past trauma. I mean, you know, I seek guidance through him. And a lot of times, you know, I'll give an example. For example, I'm really having a hard time with my divorce. You know, it's been over a year now, but he's never been through it. However, he does give me suggestions, and he points me out to the right guys that, you know, can help me out. And so you know, it's all about networking, staying connected, you know, having faith. And the opposite of faith is fear. And so that fear I still have, but it's becoming less and less for me working the program and working with my sponsor. But yeah, you know, if you don't have a sponsor, get one. Definitely get one. You know, this program was meant to be worked with somebody else, not solo. Yeah, you know, it definitely makes it a lot easier and things do get easier. And I think that's all I got to say about that.